House lawmakers are voting today on whether to set up an independent commission to investigate the Capitol insurrection. It gives prominent Republicans like Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy a difficult choice: support the commission and incur the wrath of former President Donald Trump, or try to derail it and risk accusations that they're covering up the deadly violence on January 6th. Well, maybe it doesn't matter, because McCarthy has already made up his mind. He said yesterday that he will not support the bipartisan commission, and today his counterpart in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, joined him. Our political strategists join us now. Bill Press is a Democrat, and Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hello to you both.
Hi, Peter. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. And Alice, I want to start with you, because I know that you have come out pretty clearly in our past conversations calling out the insurrectionists and the Republicans who continue to hold up the lie that this election was stolen. Do you think McCarthy and McConnell now are making a mistake here by not supporting the commission?
I think anyone who stands in the way of full transparency and accountability is making a mistake. And what we had at the Capitol on January 6th was just unexcusable. And we need to know many things. We need to know what prompted it, what led people there, the influencing factors. But more than that, also, Peter, we need to know about the security shortfalls. Why was the Capitol Police not prepared for what happened? And how did that come to be? And there are a lot of questions that need to be asked in this case. And I see with a bipartisan commission, half Republicans and half Democrats, we can get a full accounting of exactly what happened. And it's critical. Everyone across the board, Republicans and Democrats, were under attack and threatened on that day. And they all deserve to get answers as to how this happened.
And Alice, one more to you before we move over to Bill. What do you think that McCarthy is really worried about? Is it the wrath of Trump, or is it the fact that he might be subpoenaed to talk about his conversations with the former president on the day of the insurrection? Or maybe it's a little bit of both.
There could be that. But also, I do understand a lot of what they're calling for with regard to let's have investigations and questions about other types of political violence, specifically what happened during the past summer, and asking questions about that. I think that's important. But more so, the attack on our U.S. Capitol, the cornerstone in the heart of our government, that is much of a higher priority. But I understand their concerns about looking at political violence as a whole and asking those questions. And that's really, I think, more of an impetus as to the reservations about getting to the bottom of January 6th. And certainly there could be some concerns about conversations that were had and statements that were made and comments that may or may not have been taken to prevent what happened. But more than anything, they're concerned with across the board look at all political violence.
Okay. And if you're referring to the protests over the summer, of course, those were not intending to overturn a U.S. presidential election. They were not inspired by a president, which is the question that commission is trying to get at. Bill, let's bring you in. Former President Trump released a statement last night, and I'm sure you have comments on this, Bill. President Trump is calling this commission a Democrat trap. His words saying Republicans must get tougher and much smarter and stop being used by the radical left. How do you think Democrats should respond to this and to McCarthy and now McConnell's resistance?
I think they should move ahead with this commission, which for all the reasons that Alice stated is so important. It's important to this country. I mean, what happened was such an unbelievable attack on the United States by a group of domestic terrorists. And the idea that we would move on without getting to the bottom of it, without learning the truth and learning how we can better protect the United States Capitol, is just unbelievable that anyone would take that position. So I think they're going to move forward. I think there will be this commission. I was really disappointed in Mitch McConnell. I'm going to say yesterday his position was, okay, let's work on it a little bit. Let's tinker with it. Maybe let's make sure that both sides can hire some staff members. I thought that was the right approach. That was a legitimate reason. Today, to publicly come out against it, I think was a failure of his leadership. The other thing I'd point out, Peter, is for Kevin McCarthy to name one of his top lieutenants, John Katko, and give him the job of making a deal. And Katko got everything he needed in that deal, and he presented it to Kevin McCarthy, and Kevin we say, throws him under the bus, stabbed him in the back, whatever, is really, I believe, unforgivable. And to your second question, I think it's pretty clear. Two things. McCarthy is Donald Trump's lackey. He cannot help himself. This is a step two in Donald Trump's plan. One, boot Liz Cheney out of power. Two, kill the January 6th commission. And the second reason is McCarthy is deathly afraid of getting a subpoena and having to testify about that call that he made to Donald Trump in the middle of the insurrection. Either way, it's unacceptable. Let the commission go forward. Let the American people know the truth the same way we learned the truth about September 11.
Bill, briefly before we move on to something else, you said you think the commission is going to happen. Really? How is that? I mean, now with McConnell coming out against it, do you really think you have Republicans in the Senate to get on board with this?
I believe there will be enough Republicans in the Senate who will follow the lead of Republican voices like Alice Stewart, like former Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, former Governor Christine Todd Whitman, and a couple of senators already who said, no, this is legitimate. You know, we've got to get to the bottom of this. It will definitely pass the House today, I would hope, with a good number of Republican votes. And I believe there's a good chance. I think it'll be very, put it this way, Peter, I think it'll be very hard for Republicans to oppose this outright on the floor of the Senate.
Let me go on record saying I don't believe it will get 60 votes in the Senate, but that's just my anticipation that it won't pass in the Senate. But we shall see.
Well, we'll find out soon. We'll find out soon, and then we'll hopefully talk to those senators, and we'll talk to you again about it. But let's talk about Israel, because you know, Democrats are putting a lot of pressure on the president to react more forcefully against Israel, and today he did. The White House said the president told Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. Alice, I want you to weigh in first. It's been a while since we've heard from you here. What do you think? What do you think of what the president is saying today?
Peter, I could not have been more thrilled to see the tweet today from Barak Ravid that Netanyahu responded to Biden, quote, "I appreciate his support for Israel's right for self-defense." And I think that is something that needs to be said over and over and repeatedly. It's critical that America stands with our ally Israel and against terrorism. And I would wish that President Biden had been a lot more vocal about this from the very beginning, but this is the right stance to take. Having Hamas continue to launch rockets into Israeli population centers is wrong, and they have the right to defend themselves. I was in Israel 2 years ago in a kibbutz along the Gaza Strip. Those people spend 24 hours a day looking for the closest bomb shelter to protect themselves from incoming rockets. That is no way to live, and it's important that we put an end to this violence now.
Bill, what do you think of this pressure campaign from Democrats? Have we ever seen this much support for the Palestinians in Washington?
I think what you're seeing is a support for human rights, and they include Palestinian rights. I was glad to see that that Joe Biden has stepped up the pressure a little bit. I am one of those Democrats who don't think that he's done enough. Look, of course Israel has a right to defend itself. Nobody questions that. Nobody, nobody, nobody. But they also have a responsibility to respect the rights and to protect the rights of the Palestinian people. Remember, so certainly we condemn what Hamas is doing. I also condemn the overreaction of Israel. And I just think it's time for the president to stand up and say, enough is enough. Condemn the violence on both sides and demand a ceasefire. The problem is this helps two people. This helps Bibi Netanyahu, and it helps Hamas. Bibi wants this so he can stay in office, and Hamas wants this so they will be seen, this terrorist group, a totally lawless group, they will be seen as the spokespersons for the Palestinian people, which they are not. So it's a tragedy all the way around. Enough's enough. Just cease fire and get back to talking to each other.
Bill Press is the Democratic strategist. Alice Stewart is our Republican strategist. Always great to speak with you both. Love your insights. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks Peter.
See ya.